From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Could have been worse. That's about all we got today from the stock market. A crummy ending to an awful week. The Dow Industrials ended up losing 100 points. At one point, the index was down more than 200 points. And at that point, the Dow was at its lowest point in 11 years. NPR's Yuki Noguchi joins me now. And Yuki, that was a big sell-off today before the market bounced back. What is going on?
Well, what happened are some rumors started by some pretty influential people in Washington who are talking very seriously about nationalizing banks, at least temporarily. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd told Bloomberg today that it might be necessary, and the markets just tumbled. Speculation about nationalization was so intense that White House spokesman Robert Gibbs had to respond.
This administration continues to strongly believe that a privately held banking system is the correct way to go.
You know, but his statement, as well as assurances from Treasury promising more details on the bank rescue plan next week, assured the market by the end of the day.
Some of these prices for these bank stocks, when you look at these numbers, they are astonishing.
It's true. Investors have been trying to peg what these stocks are actually worth, and it's been really tough. Bank of America right now is trading at below $4 a share. Citigroup, one of the largest banks, you can have that one for $2 a share.
Is it that they're having a hard time trying to figure out the value because the valuation of the banks right now is just so squishy?
Yeah, I mean, it's unclear what's on the books, what their assets are worth, and this has been an ongoing problem for some time.
Now, also this week, we saw some awful economic numbers. Could you walk us through that as well?
Right. I mean, the economic numbers were a very big bummer. In particular, the job numbers showed that the number of people collecting unemployment benefits right now shot up to record highs of 5 million people in the U.S. And of course, no one's building houses, so that meant that we saw housing starts down 17%, which is also a record. You know, but some of this is not so bad. Like housing numbers, for example. The fact that housing starts are low is probably a good thing, and even though in the short run it means that construction jobs will suffer, because there's something like a year's worth of housing inventory on the market right now, and we need to work through that. So the fact that there's no new homes is probably a good thing. You know, the other thing that's sort of mixed is today's inflation numbers. Prices for household goods basically didn't go up at all in the last year. And in that way, you know, it could be good for consumers, but it also points to the fact that global demand is so low right now that prices are staying put.
Economists look at these numbers and they see all kinds of things. What among that constellation of numbers is most troubling?
Well, I think, you know, there's no one thing, really. I mean, the fact that job numbers are continuing to go south, I mean, that is a pretty big deal, because that is something that's a moving target. I mean, it means that you might actually modify the mortgage for somebody and they might lose their job. I mean, that's sort of an unknown.
And it resonates throughout the economy in all
yeah,
kinds
absolutely.
Of unforeseen ways. Now, the market is pushing some big company stocks, not just the banks, to historic levels.
Yeah, that's true. General Motors hit its lowest level in more than 70 years. One of their brands, Saab, filed for bankruptcy today in Sweden. And, you know, in general, that just points to the future of the auto industry being so up in the air. General Electric, which owns NBC, as well as some financial businesses, closed down at $10 a share.
Are there opportunities for investors right now?
Well, you know, what investors are buying right now are the safe things. They're looking at gold, which is around $1,000 an ounce at the moment. And they're also looking at treasuries, which is like, you know, stuffing money in your pillowcase or something. And, you know, as a result, you're seeing the yields on those bonds go down.
That's NPR's Yuki Noguchi. Yuki, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.